Module 4. Reclaim your rhythm. Reclaim your rest. This is Dr. Solis again. Welcome to Module 4. I want to thank you for staying on this journey with me. In our last session, we explored the hunger for sleep, what scientists call sleep pressure. Now we turn to the second great force designed in your body, your circadian rhythm. This is your master clock, the rhythm that runs quietly in the background and influences your sleep and wake cycles, your energy, your hormones, even your digestion and immune system. And this rhythm is set not by your watch or your schedule, but by light. And the truth is, modern life has left our bodies and minds disoriented, as light and darkness now blur into each other. We stay up under artificial light, we wake up to glowing screens, and our bodies lose touch with the rhythm God wrote into creation. Let me share with you the story of Chloe. A story of shift work and light confusion. Chloe was a nurse in her early 30s. She loved her work, but her shifts rotated week by week. Sometimes she started before dawn. Sometimes she worked through the night. At first, she told herself she was coping. Coffee kept her alert, naps kept her going. But over time, she noticed the cost. Her body no longer felt anchored. She would lie awake after night shifts, unable to sleep even though she was exhausted. On days off, she tried to catch up, but it never worked. She felt foggy, irritable, and disconnected. Her appetite shifted. Some days she ate meals at midnight. Other days, she skipped breakfast altogether. She felt herself slipping out of touch with her own sense of balance. She started to become less connected to her friends, and they were noticing the change. Chloe confessed to me one day, "I feel like my body has no rhythm anymore. I'm always awake when I should be asleep and drowsy when I should be awake." That is where we leave her story, in the struggle, caught in the confusion of light and darkness, searching for an answer. The following solution is important for you to understand as well. Let's explore it now. Instructional teaching. Chloe's struggle is the story of circadian rhythm. This master clock influences everything from your sleep and hormones to your energy, digestion, and even your mood. It is tuned each day not by your watch, but by sunlight. Sunlight is the most powerful signal your body receives each day. When morning sunlight enters your eyes, it tells your brain that the day has begun. Hormones shift. Your hormone regulator, called cortisol, rises to give you energy. Your metabolism prepares to process food. Your mind clears. And just as morning sunlight sets the rhythm, evening darkness signals your body to prepare for rest. Melatonin, the hormone of sleep, is released. Your body temperature lowers. Your heart rate slows. Darkness is not just the absence of light. It signals the day is over and tells your body it's time to rest. But in modern life, this rhythm is too often disrupted. We flood our homes with artificial, harsh white light long after the sun has set. We watch TV and computer screens late into the night, and we scroll phones in bed, letting damaging blue light trick our brains into thinking it is still daytime. We eat at irregular hours. We live in light confusion, and our bodies pay the price. Dr. Sachin Panda, professor at the Salk Institute, and author of The Circadian Code, is a leading researcher on circadian rhythms. His studies show that when people restore light and darkness to their proper places, their sleep, metabolism, and mood all improve. His work confirms what Scripture told us from the beginning. There is a time for light and a time for darkness, and both are sacred. You may recognize this in your own life. Perhaps you feel awake late into the night but sluggish in the morning. Perhaps your meals and energy swing wildly depending on the day. These are signs your circadian rhythm has slipped out of alignment. The good news is that your body can be reset. Your master clock can be tuned again. And the way back is not complicated. It is simple, gentle, and effective. Here are three sacred and practical steps. 1. Seek morning light. Within the first hour of waking, step outside and look towards the sun, letting sunlight fall onto your face and enter your eyes. However, do not ever stare directly at the sun, as this can cause permanent eye damage. Simply look in the direction of the sunlight, keeping your eyes relaxed. Even on cloudy days, the brightness of the sky signals your body that the day has begun. For most people, 5 to 10 minutes is enough, or 20 to 30 minutes if it is overcast. 2. Embrace darkness at night. In the hour before bed, dim the lights throughout your home and set aside all screens. Use soft, warm amber lighting instead of bright white light. Overhead, white lights in particular are harsh on your system. They signal alertness and block the natural rise of melatonin, the sleep hormone. Amber tones, by contrast, signal safety and allow melatonin to rise naturally. Blue light from screens and harsh white light trick your brain into thinking it is still daytime and delay melatonin's release. By choosing gentle evening light and avoiding screens in this final hour, you prepare both body and mind to rest. 3. Keep consistent times. Go to bed and rise at steady hours as much as possible. Each choice reinforces your body's clock. Consistency is the secret. Just as rising at a steady time strengthens your rhythm, choosing a regular bedtime anchors the other side of the cycle. By dimming lights before bed and keeping your sleep time steady, you signal to your master clock that rest is safe and dependable. Over time, this rhythm restores itself. These steps are simple, but they are profound. When you honor the pattern of light and darkness, your body begins to remember its rhythm. Energy rises in the morning, rest deepens at night. You are not forcing rest. You are remembering the divine rhythm God placed within you. A spiritual foundation. From the very beginning, light and darkness were given as sacred gifts. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. The book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. Creation itself began with light and darkness, rhythm and separation. When you honor light and darkness in your own life, you are aligning with the order of creation. Your action step. One action only, simple and clear. Open your sleep journal and on a fresh page, write today's date. Write this out and make your decision. I will love myself enough to choose a consistent sleep time each night. From now on, my sleep time is... Then write your chosen time. I will also dim the lights 1 hour before bedtime to prepare for rest. That is your declaration. One small act of alignment, a way to begin restoring your master clock. Thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Thomas. I'll see you in BLT Sleep Mastery, Module 05.